I need thee, O God. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Yes, oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way. 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 Have your way in me. In me. In me, in me, in me, my soul says yes, my soul says yes, my soul says yes, my soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. I need your help. 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 Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made, a day that was not promised, a day that was not given, a day that we could not take it for granted that we would be able to see. But as we have come together this morning for our early morning prayer, our corporate prayer this morning, we just rise to say thank you, God, because you have blessed us and allowed us to see a brand new day. We thank you, God, that you don't hold our faults against us, But every single morning, God, you allow us to see brand new mercies. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you for being kind. And thank you for being the lover of our souls. God, when we were deep in sin, when we were weak without strength, when we wasn't even thinking of you, God, before we done anything or we did anything to clean ourselves up, God, and get ourselves right with you, you already saw fit to make a way of escape for us not to be eternally condemned to a life in hell. Thank you, God, for your mercy that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you, God, that you already had a plan to reconcile us back unto you. For when sin came into the world, God, it disconnected us from you. We lost relationship with you, God. We lost fellowship with you. We lost direct connection with you. And over the years, God, before the death of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, God, the only way we had a connection with you was through the priests who are allowed to enter into the holies of holies. But God, you always long to have a relationship, a direct relationship, not just with one prophet, not with just one priest, not just with one individual, God, but with each and every single one of us. When you walked, oh God, through the garden, God, oh God, to meet up with Adam and the woman, God, you had a direct connection to each and every one of them, to both of them, God. And you long, God, to have a relationship with each and every one of your people. And so, God, you sent your only begotten Son, the one who sits on the right-hand side of you, God, the one who was full of mercy, full of grace, full of favor, who was in the beginning, God, when you said, let us make man in our own image, when you said, let us create heaven and earth, when you said, the work that you did, that it was a good thing, God, the one that was with you in the beginning, God. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. That one that was with you in the beginning, God, you sent him, God, to die on the cross, on that old rugged cross, the cross which was meant to be a shame, oh God, or something that was ugly before man, that anyone that was crucified on the cross, God, it wasn't something to be proud of, God, and you took our shame, you took sin, God, you took the ugliness of death, you took the ugliness of this world and turned it into our victory. Every beating, God, every bruise, God, every hit that he took, God, was for our relief, God, and for the mercy of your people, God, the blood that was shed, God, it was so that we would be covered by the blood, oh God, and we could be cleansed by something, oh God, that will make us whiter than snow, God. Our sacrifices, God, it wasn't doing the work, oh God. God, our pleas and our cries, God, and our fake petitions, God, it wasn't doing it, God. We needed something more, God, and it was the blood, oh God, that did it just for me. And I thank you, God, for the blood, God. I thank you for the blood that still washes away every single sin. I thank you for the blood, oh God, that still cleanses us, God, from the very crowns of our head to the soles of our feet, God. I thank you, God, for the blood, oh God, that still has not lost any of its power, God. I thank you for the blood, oh God, this morning, because it's your blood, oh God, that breathes light into me, God. And I thank you for the blood, oh God, for when I was deep in sin, God, it was the blood that set me free. When I was tied up by the shackles in sin, God, it was the blood that set me free, God. When I was sick in my body, oh God, and didn't know how I would be able to continue on, God, it was the blood that washed me. It was the blood that healed me. It was the blood that delivered me, God. So I thank you for the blood this morning, God. I need you. That's what I start off singing this morning. I need thee, oh God. I need thee. God, I need you every hour, God. I need you every minute, God. I need you every second, Lord. We need you, God, every single day. We can't take a step without you, God. We can't make a move without you, God. We can't or should not have a thought without you, God. We need you, God. We can't make it without you, God. We can't live or move or breathe or have our very being without you, God. We need you, God. We are nothing without you, God. We're like ships, oh God. Oh God, set a sail, God, drifting, God, in the midst of storms, oh God. But you are our anchor, God. Thank you, God, today. You are our strong power, God. You are everything that we need that keeps us, God, in the midst of storm, God. You are a shelter, God. You are a rock in a weary land, God. You are a present help in the time of trouble, God. You are our God, and we thank you, God, today for being everything that we need and more. And so, God, we need you, God, and we need you to continue to walk with us. We need you to continue to talk with us. We need you to continue to abide with us, God. And so, God, I plead for you this morning as we enter into day 36 of this fast, God. If there's anything in us, God, that's unlike you, that's still lingering around, God, we still have some more time for you to drive it up out of us in the mighty name of Jesus. My desire, my prayer, God, is that your people will go off and step off and take another step higher, move forward in you, come up to a greater anointing in you, God, as we continue in this fast, God. 40, God, is a sign of testing, God. 40, God, and it's also a sign of completion, God. And so we're going through this testing period right now, God, where we're putting flesh under subjection, God. Make us stronger, oh God, than our flesh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to put it under subjection, God. Yes, we've done it for 36 days, God, but we have not finished the race yet, oh God, because the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, God. But God, it's to those are given to those that endure until the end, God. And we want to go higher in you in the mighty name of Jesus. We want a closer walk with you in the mighty name of Jesus. We want a greater anointing from you in the name of Jesus. We want a better relationship with you in the name of Jesus. We want to go forward. We want to move forward, and we want to go higher in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let nothing be done for vain glory, God, but we commit ourselves to you. We submit ourselves to your will. Not our will, God, but thine will be done, God. Thine will be done in my home, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thine will, God, be done on my job, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thine will be done, God, in my relationships, in my finances, God, in the ministry, God. Thine will be done, God. We surrender all to you. And so we say yes to your will, God. And yes, to your way. And God, we need you to touch us today. We need you to strengthen us today. We need you to open up doors. We need you to convict our hearts. We need you to prick our souls, God. So those things, those strongholds, those weights that are still lingering around, God, that they may be let go and we may let you have your complete and whole way in our lives. We need your spirit, God. So, Holy Spirit, come to more and have your way. Create in us a clean heart, a pure heart, and renew a right spirit within us, that we may have the love of God waxing strong in us, that we may love and be compassionate towards the people, that we may draw them in, God, that we may tell them about the good news of Jesus, that we may shout it everywhere we go. Oh, God, that we may have a spirit of reconciliation, oh, God, to build bridges, oh, God, instead of burning them, God. Oh, God, that we may have a spirit of revival break forth in us every single time that we come together, God. We need your glory, God. We need your anointing, God. We can't make it without you, God. So, God, as we continue to on our pilgrimage to Pentecost and on these 40 days of fasting, God, we need your help. So, God, come to more and have your way. Touch every person under the sound of my voice this morning. Bless them and grant them favor, oh God, this day, because they took time out to sacrifice a time of prayer. And then bring us all together again at the appointed place and appointed time, that we may come together and make your name glorious, that we may offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. God, that is with the fruit of our lips continuously, God, that we may be able to make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the day long until we meet again. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and the center of your will. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this day. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints.